Welcome in to another edition of the Harvest Focus. We're going to be joined on the phone here in just a moment by Dr. Bob Paul and a very interesting question. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but we're going to answer it from the Word of God today with Dr. Paul. Is there marriage in heaven? Is there marriage in heaven? You may not have been expecting that one on the podcast today, but we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. But before we do, let me let you know what's going on at the church this coming weekend. Sunday is always a big day at Harvest Church Humboldt. We have pre-service prayer at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then we have worship at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be preaching this morning a message entitled, Hold On to Your Harp. That is at 10 a.m. this morning. This afternoon, we have pre-service prayer at 4 p.m., and Sunday school is at 5 p.m. Coming up on Monday, we do have the Monday Manna that will be online, YouTube, and Facebook. Celebrate Recovery is Monday night at the Helping Hand in Humboldt as well at 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night is Family Prayer at 7 p.m. We have Midweek Refresh at 7 p.m. this coming Wednesday night. And we've been having some great attendances, I would add, on these midweek worship nights. And I'm going to be preaching this Wednesday night a message entitled Locate. Come and be a part of that. Thursday morning, Ladies Prayer is at 10 a.m. And Friday night, the Section 9 Master Rally is at the Halls Apostolic Church at 7:30 p.m. If you want to know more about our church, the easiest thing to do is go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com, or you can download our church app, and all of the events and everything are there as well. So want to make sure you're made aware of all that is available for you and your family at Harvest Church Humboldt. Thanks for your continued support of Harvest Radio and the Harvest Focus Podcast. We're going to come back here in just a moment. Dr. Paul is going to be joining me here very, very soon, talking about, is there marriage in heaven? We are joined today on the phone with Dr. Bob Paul, who is a accomplished speaker who presents regularly at professional conferences and enrichment events both nationally and internationally. We are honored, Dr. Bob, to have you on the program today.
It's great to be with you, Seth.
And we're going to talk a little different topic today. When I saw this opportunity come through my email, Dr. Bob, I thought we've got to have this one on the program because a lot of folks may have some misconceived ideas about heaven. And you, in the topic of this email, it said, is there marriage in heaven? So I'm going to kind of just kick it to you and let you set the stage for this today.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we didn't realize this at first. We hadn't really paid attention to it. But I know that in my marriage, I sort of imagined when Jenny and I got together a long time ago that this was going to be something that would go on forever.
Sure.
But in reality, it is quite clear, and Jesus made it quite clear, that we will not be married in heaven. That he basically said when he was talking to a gal that had been married multiple times, and she said, who will I be married to? And it's there will be no marriage in heaven. Yeah. And it's in two of the Gospels. So it's interesting that this is temporary. And the reason that we make a big deal out of it is because so many people, when they get married, make marriage the idol. You know, they focus so intensely on the relationship that they lose sight of the fact that God wants each of us to be with him and responsibly pursuing wholeness and health and growth and purpose and all of those things for us as individuals. Now, the marriage is important. The marriage needs to be attended to and nurtured because yes. It can't exist on its own. But don't neglect yourself, don't neglect your spouse and your ultimate well-being for the sake of the marriage.
Wow. And you know, it's just something that we just don't think about, you know, and you know, we just kind of, like you said, we make those vows till death do us part, and we don't really think about, you know, well, what about after death? You know, it's just one of those things. So, all right. So we're talking about the importance of focusing on the marriage. And as you know, you've been married a while. Marriage can be difficult, and there's a lot of things in them when kids get added into the picture, it can be so easy for us to lose our focus on what is important. How do we find that balance to where we're being the proper husband, we're being the proper father, but at the same time, we're making sure that we ourselves are tending to our own spirituality also?
Yeah, I think it's important to take responsibility for all three of those things. I mean, my responsibility as a man, as an adult man, is to make sure this temple, my being, body, mind, soul, and spirit, is well cared for. God is expecting me to do it. When I was a little boy, it was my parents' responsibility. But as a grown adult, it's mine. And when I got married, it didn't become my wife's. I didn't basically say, okay, now you're my wife. You need to take care of me. It is 100% my responsibility, as is my wife's responsibility to care for her. When we got married, though, we added this other entity, this relationship, and it needs to be attended to and nurtured also, because it doesn't exist on its own, and you can't just put it on autopilot any more than if you were to throw seeds into the backyard to create a garden. You just leave them and hope they grow. No, they need to be nurtured and attended to. So the key is that it's not all about the marriage. It's not all about you. It's not all about your spouse. All three of those things need to be regularly nurtured and attended to. In that way, everything thrives.
Dr. Bob Paul is on the phone with us today, the Vice President of Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute, and he is talking to us today, but he's definitely not a novice. He's assisted married couples for more than 30 years, and appreciate him coming on the program with us today. Are there some practical tips and ways that we can make sure that Jesus stays at the center of our marriage and guiding our steps as we walk through this life?
Yeah, it's really important to recognize that if we consider ourselves Christians, that that many people think that you know, if you ask them, are they saved? Yes. And they say, then you ask them, is Jesus their Lord? And they would say, yes. But I say, well, who's actually making the decisions? Who's calling the shots? Who's guiding the ship? And when you really get into the practical realities of it, most of us sort of, you know, take that on ourselves. You know, we become the Lord. We're the one in charge. Yeah. And I know this is a little bit graphic, but I will frequently say, when it comes to the throne of grace, there's really only room for one butt on that throne at a time. And if mine's there, Jesus's isn't. And I am not qualified to be the Lord of my life. I need the Lord to be guiding me personally, and I certainly need the Lord to be guiding me relationally, which means I need to be looking to Him instead of just thinking I can just make whatever decisions I want to make. I need to be regularly remembering to say, okay, Lord, what do you want here? How do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? What kind of man am I supposed to be? What kind of husband am I supposed to be? You know, what am I supposed to do with my life, and how am I supposed to serve you and bring glory and honor to your name? So those are key. So I need to be asking is the main practical thing, regularly, prayerfully asking the Lord to reveal Himself and His will to me.
Yes, sir. And, you know, why is it important? Again, we're going back to this, is there marriage in heaven? Why is it so important for us to keep this in mind? Obviously, we work on the marriages while we're here on this earth, but why is it so important for us to keep that also in mind?
You know, I think it's what we find, and one of the things that we deal with people, because, you know, at our program, we have a program called Hope Restored, where we deal with couples who are in crisis.
Yeah.
And one of the most common things that we see is that the people in service to the Lord have grossly neglected themselves in many, many ways. Sometimes it's even in self-indulgence, which is also not promoting our health and well-being. So the key is that it's important to recognize that you matter too. Your health and well-being must be attended to. The marriage doesn't exist apart from the people, and it can't be healthier than the people are. Doesn't mean we got to be perfect. Doesn't mean we have to have it all together, but we need to be certainly moving toward that direction and having that be a central focus. And that's why we say it, because so many people, again, get married. It's like, you know, with the unity candle, they blow out their individual candles, and it's all about the relationship. That is messed up theology, because the people are the eternal beings, not the marriage.
And, you know, part of the reason for marriage, too, is the procreation purposes. I think we need to understand what the purpose of marriage is. You know, sure. Obviously there's no need for that in heaven, you know, and we right. have to live with eternity in mind. But also it goes back to, you know, being good stewards and recognizing the gifts that God brings into our lives as well. And that spouse that God put together with us was a gift from God. And although we may have, you know, a lot of exciting adventures to look forward to in heaven, we also have to remember we're in the middle of a race right now that we have yet to finish.
Yeah, and it's a battle, you know, I mean, and there's an enemy that wants nothing more for us to get off track, to lose sight of what matters, and even to see our spouse as the enemy. And, you know, the reality is that Jenny, my wife, is my friend. She's my partner. She's my journeying partner. She's never my enemy.
Right.
And as soon as I square off with her and see her in that moment as the enemy, Satan's got me.
Yeah.
I've taken my eyes off the true enemy and I played right into his hands. And I need to remember that will continually be going on. And the healthier we are, the more we are serving the Lord, the more he's going to want to do things to take us out, because that does not support his plan.
I only find one wedding in heaven, and that is we're going to experience the best wedding of all, because there's the marriage supper of the Lamb where we are united with Jesus Christ himself. And, you know, that's probably one of the main reasons the Lord says no marriage in heaven, because it's all going to be about him when we get there. And I don't think any of us will be disappointed in that moment. Do you?
I'm confident of that. I am, you know, I'm willing to be here and do what he wants me to do for as long as he sees fit, but I'm excited about my next assignment.
Yes, sir. Dr. Bob Paul with us today. And, doctor, we appreciate you joining us on the program. Great conversation as always.
It is a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Seth.
Special thank you to Dr. Paul for being on the phone with us today and talking about, is there marriage in heaven? And really, folks, the whole purpose of that conversation is just make sure you're working on your own salvation as you live this life. We can get so focused on family. We can get so focused on even just being busy and even the work of God. If you're not careful, you'll neglect your own soul. And it's so important for us to make sure we're ready for eternity. So appreciate Dr. Paul coming on the phone with us today and on the program. The Harvest Focus airs every Sunday morning from 8:30 until however long the program goes. Sometimes it's 30 minutes. Sometimes it's only 15 minutes, depending on the topic. But we air that every Sunday morning at 8:30 on the Harvest Radio. You can get that on the app. And you can also listen on our website, harvesthumboldt.com. If you want to know all that's going on at our church, get that app or go on the website, harvesthumboldt.com. It's the easiest way to know your next worship opportunity. Whenever you're listening to this program, it can let you know what the next opportunity is. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I really appreciate your faithful support. Until next week, God bless you is our prayer.